Well, how many of you have your driver's license? How many of you just got your driving permit? I've run into some students here recently, figuratively, by the way, not literally, but figuratively, I've run into students here recently that have just gotten that permit or that coveted driver's license, and you are now out on the road. Well, with that little piece of paper or that little card or that little plastic inverted driver's license that you have until you are 21, I believe, there comes much, much, much responsibility. And that is what we are talking about tonight. Arrive safely, avoid driving distractions. Recently, I came across this article. It was shared online, but it was an article that was taken from the Washington Post, written by author Ashley Halsey, I believe is how you say the name. But here's some statistics that were in that article, and they are using some statistics put out by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. Now, this is actually regarding people ages 19 to 24. So 19 to 24, a little older than teenagers, but the principles are the same. When they surveyed these people, they say that a number of them exceed the speed limit by 10 to 15 miles per hour. 10 to 15 miles per hour. Now, first of all, teenager, if you hit something going 10 to 15 miles per hour, you can do some damage. And if you hit something the right way going just 10 to 15 miles per hour, you can be hurt or you can hurt someone else. So when you exceed the speed limit, let's say the speed limit is 35 and you're going 45, 50 and you hit something, lots of damage can be done. I know sometimes those speed limits are a pain. I know that. I realize that. I drive central PA roads all the time and you get on certain roads and you say, why is this just the speed limit? I certainly can go faster than this. Well, you might be able to do that, but the speed limit is the speed limit. So go the speed limit. It's there for a reason. Here's another statistic. A number of these that were surveyed run a red light when they could have stopped. Yes, you get through the red light. It looks to be clear, and so you go through it. Well, that can be dangerous because you may not see everyone else that is approaching that intersection. And so you can cause an accident when you think that it could be okay to do it. You can cause an accident because you did something wrong. And here's the bottom line. You might think that you can get away with all these safely. And even if that's true, teenager, they are against the law. So even if you are able to run a red light successfully, it is against the law. Therefore, it is wrong. And as a believer, really, it's a sin. So we need to honor those red lights, those stop signs, all those things that are in place. Now, here's another one. Many of these people read or send text messages while driving. Very, very, very tragic when this happens because people have been killed because other people have been sending or receiving text messages. You know, you might think that it is okay to do, and you say, oh, you know, I can do it real quick. It's just a real quick message. You know, it doesn't take long to be distracted and lose control or lose sight of what's going on, and you hit something or cause yourself to be hit. Texting, very, 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 a very dangerous activity, and you need to avoid it. Even though it's not against the law necessarily in every place, I mean, there's not necessarily a specific law saying you can't do it, you do need to be careful and to not do it. Although in some places it is against the law to text. So you do need to be careful. In some states, it's against the law to even be on a phone using the handheld. So you do need to watch for that. But even if it's not against the law, still a dangerous habit and you need to avoid it. Well, here are some other distractions that drivers get caught up in. Being high on marijuana. Now, again, here's one. You might say, hey, you know, drugs don't affect me. It's marijuana. No big deal. I can do it. Well, there are so many things wrong with that. First of all, as a Christian, you know, you shouldn't be tied up in marijuana. You shouldn't be involved in marijuana. Beyond that, you should not be driving under the influence of marijuana. It does cause you to, it does alter your mental capacity. So that should not be allowed. You should not be doing it. And then thirdly, it's against the law. So even if you think you are okay with it, first of all, it's a sin because we shouldn't be doing that to our bodies. Secondly, it's a sin because it's against the law. So just not a good idea. And I know you don't want to hurt yourself or hurt somebody else. So even if you think you can get away with it, you're still sinning and it's still a bad, bad, bad idea. So another thing that you need to avoid, drugs of any kind, you need to avoid, period. But especially if you're going to get behind the wheel of a car. Here's a statistic that just completely boggles my mind. A number of those that were surveyed believe that their dangerous driving behaviors are acceptable. Now, mind you, these are 19 to 24-year-olds, but teenager, I know that you struggle with some of the same issues. And that is just not okay to think that these dangerous behaviors are acceptable. When you get behind the wheel, there is no acceptability to dangerous behaviors. And you may be saying, well, Dave, you don't understand. My friends will make fun of me if I obey the speed limit, if I stop at every stop sign. I mean, I have a car. They want me to haul them around. They want me to take them places. And I can't be, you know, honoring all of these laws and all these regulations and all these restrictions. They'll make fun of me. It's cheesy to obey all those laws. Well, here's what I would say to you. Be thankful that you are alive for your friends to be able to make fun of you. You see, if you get involved in these dangerous, risky driving behaviors, the next time they see you, you might be laying flat in a casket. Or you might be attending the funeral of someone that you killed because you got involved in these dangerous driving behaviors. Teenagers, it's just not worth it. Driving is such a cool privilege, but you have to be responsible in order to keep that privilege. Teenager, I just want to encourage you with these words. We just listed a small portion of possible distractions that you can be involved in behind the wheel. We just listed those ones that came out in this article. But really, anything that causes you to take your eyes off the road, that causes you to let go of the wheel, those are distractions. It could be eating. It could be drinking. It could be picking up a phone. It could be talking to someone in the back seat. Whatever it is, if you take your eyes off the road or you take your hands off the wheel, even for a split second, that is a split second too long. Lives can be altered forever. Forever because of that. Worst case scenario, somebody could be killed. But, and, you know, maybe not as worse as being killed, but still a very, very tragic incident is when someone's paralyzed. Somebody can't walk anymore. Somebody can't use their legs. They can't use their arms. Whatever the case may be. Maybe they're physically disfigured because of your actions. And maybe that someone is you, all because you decided to involve yourself in distracted driving, a risky behavior. Listen, I want you to enjoy your teenage years. I want you to enjoy the privilege of having that driver's license. But with that comes responsibility. You have the responsibility to arrive safely and to avoid driving distractions. I hope you have a safe week. I hope you have a God-blessed week. And I want to see you here next week on Get Real and WGRC.